injury report. Let me go right to, okay, Ryan Clady was limited again today. Justin Bourne did not practice toe. Rogers Cromartie did not practice ankle. Let's see who else we got here. Jacob Tammy, quad. Sylvester Williams, knee. He's getting a lot closer. Derek Wolf missed practice today due to illness. We sent him home to get well and not infect our other players. Any questions?
How was practice?
It was excellent. You know, it was pretty scrappy. Guys are fighting through. We're not there yet. You know, this game's, you know, really about being smart, tough, and better condition. And we're not in, you know, four-quarter condition yet. That's why we're here. So I like their effort. They're going about it right, and their mindset's right. So, you know, hold your breath every day, make sure nobody goes down, and just continue to grow and get better.
Understanding that this is obviously it's the evaluation process mm-hmm. every time they go on the field, but when do you start to get to the point where you're knowing how you're going to shape this team? What point of camp does that start to happen?
Oh, well, look at it. You know, every day they're evaluated. I mean, we evaluate every snap, whether it's special teams, offense, defense. You know, we film everything they do, so there's no lack of evidence of how they're performing. You know, most coaches put a lot more stock, you know, in how they do in game situations. You know, it's basically what to do, how to do it, and being able to do it under pressure, and those are game conditions. So, you know, tomorrow we'll get, 36 plays. A lot of them will get just 12 plays of team activity that, you know, will be their first opportunity, really, to see how they do that pressure part of it. And then when we get to the preseason games, we turn around pretty quick and go to San Fran. And, again, everybody has that opportunity. So, again, everything they do is evaluated, a little bit more weight on the game conditions. And, you know, whether they were college free agents, first-round picks, seventh-round picks, you know, you pick the guys that perform the best.
Were you able to get any feel for Ryan Wiljo's football readiness?
Well, I mean, part of that is monitoring what guys have done and, you know, when the last time they did it was. And, you know, sometimes you can get a guy in there too early. So, you know, we're bringing him in slowly. And, you know, he obviously knows the game. He's learning a new language because he's learning the Broncos terminology. But we'll ease him into it.
What do you look to get out of it tomorrow? What do you look to get out of the scrimmage the most tomorrow, John? What will you be watching for?
You know, I think, you know, an opportunity for our guys to get in our stadium, you know, see the type of fans and what kind of expectations they have and how raucous they are, which is a great thing. You know, and see how they operate, you know, in front of a big crowd, you know, and see if they operate very well under pressure. It's just a little taste, but, you know, we got to get banged around again. We got to learn how to hit and get hit.
Are you going to
go ones versus ones? No. We'll go ones and twos, you know, flip it, twos and ones, and then we go threes and threes.
Ryan Clady, still recuperating. Mm-hmm. How much does he need to practice before you think he's ready for the regular season game?
You know, I like to give a guy about a week, you know, to do that. And, you know, whenever that is, we'll be cautious. You know, he's, you know, a very important cog to our offense and to our football team. But, you know, again, to put a timeline on it right now is kind of hard because it's, you know, I just look at him every day, see how he's growing and how much more comfortable and efficient he is.
How well, Steve, we talk a lot about your three receivers, but mm-hmm. the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh guy, what are you looking to get out of?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you know, how the guy, you know, sometimes it's not your fourth best receiver that gets the uniform. Usually it's your fourth best receiver that might get a seat in that room at the 53. But, you know, how they perform and what their role is on special teams is as well as a guy that's not going to get that many reps and then, you know, feel comfortable with throwing him in one of those roles in case somebody gets nicked. So it's a battle. It's a battle every year.
Thank you.